Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts, and I'm joined tonight by Mary Hernandez. Mary, how are you doing
Hi,
this evening?
DC.
Hello,
I'm
Mary.
Doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing good as well. I know we're missing one of our counterparts there, Liz Pfister. But she will be back with us next week. So I was wondering, Mary, could you tell everyone a little bit about you and then, of course, tell them about Liz?
Okay. So, everyone, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath and also a Reiki healer. I connect with spirit intuitively, and I'm also getting channeled messages. I also bring through messages through a variety of the cards, either tarot or oracle cards that I have. I use the pendulum to get yes and no answers. You guys can find me at Mary Hernandez 5252 at gmail.com and on Facebook and Instagram as well. And a little bit about Liz Pfister. She's an intuitive card reader, meditation coach, Reiki healer, card deck creator, and an ordained minister, among many other things, metaphysical and spiritual. Liz connects with spirit intuitively as well as cards to deliver messages from spirit. You can find Liz on Facebook, at Instagram, at LizP11Love. And also, don't forget to check out her weekly live stream of the Crystal Singing Bowl meditation. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Facebook Live. How about you, DC? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, thank you, Mary. Hi, everyone. Cool. This is DC Love. I'm also known at times as the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. Whatever you choose is fine with me. I've seen spirit from a very young age, and I thought everyone did. But the journey I find myself on today started in a rather unusual way. It started with sugar cookies, 2 pounds of sugar cookies, flying off my kitchen countertop, and then my cell phone began to text me, and spirit actually sat upon me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen, and this craziness propelled me forward on my current path. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I have so many different things that I connect with. I tell everyone I'm a spiritual jack of all trades because I do whatever needs to be done. And I'm also a small medium at large. So that's a little bit about me. And we do have a message tonight. And I asked Ginger. Ginger is one of my spirit guides. She's my beautiful fur baby, and she's on the other side. And sometimes she comes in, and she's with Joan Rivers. So I asked her, do we have a message for everyone tonight, Ginger? And she said yes. She brought forth Mother Mary. So here's the message that we received for the collective. Blessings of love and light. It is I, Mother Mary, who are with you at this moment. Many of you have asked for miracles. Please, never give up hope or stop believing. You must believe in the unexplainable mysteries that life holds. Beloved children, give glory to God for all things because anything is possible and God is real. You are divinely guided, and you're divinely guided right now. One must have faith and know that prayer is very powerful. When you pray, believe that your prayers have been answered. Each of you are surrounded by angels, and they carry your request to heaven. Allow my light and love as well to guide you. Our hearts are connected, and they beat now as one. Feel your heart overflowing with my love and the sacredness of life. Breathe deeply and accept the healing that is now occurring. Your prayers, they are always answered, although they may be answered in a way that you did not expect. Release all that is not love. Let go. Let God. Again, feel your heart overflowing with love and notice the subtle warmth that is being felt as your heart expands. Embrace this loving energy and know that you are never separate from Source. Align your heart with this purifying energy. Consciously allow it to raise your vibration. Let each breath fill you with continued strength. As you do, you will feel a heightened sense of awareness as well as renewed health. Each of you are connected to Source and are part of the great I Am Presence. You are ascending, beloveds. Merge now with love, joy, and profound wisdom, as well as compassion that awaits you. Share these gifts with others and notice how they uplift and illuminate their lives as well. Forgive others and become empowered as you align with peace and grace. Forgiveness is purifying as it releases embedded toxins that have been living within you. Beloved children, you are so loved. Honor yourself and others and be open to receiving the gifts that each new day holds. Be grateful for the blessings that have been bestowed upon each of you. The more that you are grateful, the more you are able to open up to receiving. Beloveds, you are here to serve a higher purpose. Your existence is important. You are a perfect creation. You are a representation of divine love. Be happy. Be well. Be love. It is your divine birthright. Be a blessing to someone today. Connect with your joy and notice how your heart and your soul resonate with this beautiful energy. Allow it to inspire you. It is the frequency of creation and your divine connection. When life gets tough, as it will at times, pray. When life is good, pray. I am always with you, pouring my love on all that you do. Beloveds, close your eyes and breathe. Breathe, beloved children. You will feel me holding you in my heavenly embrace. You are always loved and protected, and I love you, Mother Mary. So that was the message that Ginger chose for tonight, Mary.
Oh, my gosh, that was so beautiful. I felt Mother Mary come in as usual, and every time she comes in, I just feel the love, and I just get so emotional with the love
it's
that she
so
gives.
To connect with her. And, you know, we're coming into another season now. We didn't wish everyone a happy fall. Today is the first day of fall.
Oh,
summer is officially over. And Ginger is asking, Mary, do you have a card this evening for the collective?
Yes, I do. And it resonates with the message from Mary, Mother Mary. I picked from the notes from the universe on love and connection. And it says, turn on your love light. So it's a message of love. Sometimes the best way to remain sane is to love like crazy. And that's from the universe to us. And it's such an amazing, love is all we need in this life. You know, to give love keeps us sane. It's definitely the message for today and the message to carry for weeks to come. And, you know, me and my Louise Hay affirmation. So I chose two today. And, again, it's in the vibration of love. So this one is, I choose to be in the vibration of love. And love is our primary tool of creation. So love is everything we need. And love is everything we should give. And it'll be returned to us. So that's my message.
Beautiful, Mary. That was absolutely beautiful as well. Well, I'm looking
and I see
we have so many callers. And the first caller is coming on with us now. So are you ready to take over the ship here? Are you going to fly our ship here?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes,
so the first caller, though, is Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi, this is DC Mary. How are you?
Hi. Well, I have been not well, but I must tell you what you had said, Mary, and you about Mother Mary. I'm in tears. It just moved me so much. It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
That's so beautiful.
I don't know if you're aware,
but I have
been unwell. But
I don't believe so. What's going on exactly, hon?
I was not, I don't know, it just, at the first week of January, I started, I'm a diabetic and I started on insulin, but I was so tired and I couldn't breathe and all I did was sleep all this time. And I thought I'd go for a routine check on my thyroid because I have hypothyroidism. Here I found out that my blood oxygen was lower than 50. And I was in the hospital for over a month with COVID all around me. So I'm and I've been on steroids for almost 6 months, and I'm so over it. I just feel awful. But anyways, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be online.
Well, we're happy that you're here with us. My goodness.
Yeah. Well, you probably don't read people's profile things. Yeah, I've been really sick, but I really hope, I just want to know, will I recover from this horrible breathing disease? I'm on oxygen.
Carol, the first thing that you've got to start, saying every day that, I feel great when I get up. I feel great. I'm healthy. I feel wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And just have compassion for your body. Your body may not be working presently at 100%, but it still serves you on some level. Okay?
Right.
Even though it's not working at full capacity, it still serves you at some level. And, continue to try to take care of yourself. Allow people that want to help you, allow them to help you. I feel like the angels, wanted you to connect with us, okay? And I do I feel that there is going to be some, better news coming in regard to your health, hon, okay? Mother Mary is with you. And she asks that do you meditate?
I don't like I used to. I should. I love to meditate.
You could even put on like a nice soft music and just like breathe and everything and listen. And I feel like you're going to, get some guidance that you're needing. Okay, and you'll feel Mother Mary with you as well, okay? And you'll have some, like, little nudges as, what to do to continue to feel better, okay?
Yeah.
So Mother Mary, she's with you at this time, and she wants to help you, Carol, okay, as well as the angels.
Yeah. I
okay,
just
but I do
I
feel – go ahead.
I just was wondering because I've been feeling so – low, like being sick, that my energy is so low that I just don't feel spirit around me like I used to. It's just, I'm not trying to feel sorry for myself. It's just that I just don't.
No, I understand. I do. I understand. But when we're feeling like that, we have to, calling into the show is, like I said, it's wonderful because, you connect it immediately with Mother Mary, and she was happy to come in and connect with you, and she'll continue to connect with you, okay? And I connect with the divine, and I do believe in miracles. I do believe in divine healing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I always connect with my angels and, Mother Mary and Jesus. I'm still getting, she's saying that your body is going to get healthier and you're going to feel more joyful, Carol.
Well, that would be wonderful. I love
because right
Mary.
Now your energy is low. You're a little bit depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But I am hearing that, you will get healthier, okay?
Yeah.
And just,
I'm counting.
Give everything, to the angels. You could talk aloud to Mother Mary. Okay, because when you get restless and anxious, it could manifest in physical signs of your health, okay, in your body.
Yeah.
Okay,
I know,
we don't need
I know
that.
When I should. No, don't need that.
You just have to, hold on to, like I said, feeling it and knowing that the divine is with you and, you feel down and all this other stuff, but you've got to keep, reaffirming that, I am perfect health, okay? And just
right.
keep feeling it. Because I do feel, Mother Mary's telling me, yes, she's going to feel better, okay? So continue to, you know, just do what you can to stay calm, you know, and, you know, watch every now and then, watch a funny comedy movie, because, you know, they even have, like, now comedy, like, in hospitals. They feel like it does help to have someone feel better, okay, is, you know, watching something, you know, that's funny. It helps you to feel a lot better, okay?
Yeah. So I just have one. They don't even know I never did really get a definitive diagnosis. Like, I was totally anemic, and I couldn't breathe. My blood has come up. My oxygen levels have come up, but I still, like, I'm getting tested. I'm going to the doctor. And I just was wondering if there's any answers, like, to what this could have been.
You know what? You're focusing on the wrong. You're focusing on the wrong things. Feeling perfect health in your body, saying that you are perfectly healthy, and allow the divine to keep coming in and giving you, like, little nudges as what to do. Okay. As we're talking, I do feel like your breathing is getting better. I feel, you know, the angels and Mother Mary and Jesus, they're with you.
That's wonderful. That's
okay.
So good to hear. Yes.
I would even say, you know, read about miracles. Read about miracles, because I'm getting the word miracle around you, hon.
No, it's beautiful.
And,
that's,
you know,
so
just
beautiful.
You've got to relax and, you know that everything is, it's okay. You know, there's nothing to worry about. Okay? And I just keep getting, you know, like, relax and breathe deeply, stay positive and happy. And that's what the angels are telling me for you, that you've got to relax and just, you know, stay positive, okay? And just feel, you know, feel the perfect health, okay? Because I do feel
yes,
it's
I sure
really,
will
you know,
cry.
Okay? Yeah, you've got to really believe, you know? You've got to believe in what you can't see, Carol, okay?
Right.
I understand. I mean, it's hard. With starchy food, do you have any problems with starchy food?
I don't really know. I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just
like
getting
potatoes.
Starchy foods and, you know, maybe a little bit of sugar might be giving you some kind of, you know, issues as well. Okay. So I heard starchy.
I could see that. I could understand that, yes.
Okay.
All right. So much.
My dog Ginger's coming in. She comes in from the other side. She's saying, girlfriend, you've got to, you know, get rid of that old story and come up with a new story that's amazing, that has nothing but perfect health and happiness and joy. Okay?
Right.
She's saying you're going
and
to
I
get
trust.
Better.
I will.
You've got to start, you know, and believe. It starts with you believing. Be open to, you know, changing your situation. Be open to blessings. Be open to perfect health. Okay?
I sure
and
will.
Keep saying, you know, all is well. Okay? Because it is well. And I'm just hearing the word miracle around you. Okay? And it starts
Thank
with
you.
You believing and feeling the perfect health. And just hold on to that feeling, you know, with the way you felt when Mother Mary came in, and hold on to the idea of perfect health, because I do feel, you know, that you are getting better and you are aligning with love, okay? So try to take care of yourself. Don't project yourself too far in the future, but really, you know, believe that, you know, what you're going through now is not going to last. And you don't have to know, you know, exactly everything that went on, okay? Because they don't have all the answers to things right now. But you are filled with fear. You have some insecurities around your health. I believe that you may also be holding on to, like, old wounds from the past. And you've got to let them go. You're ready, Carol, to go forward to a better life and to perfect health, okay? And you've got to release any emotions that are not, you know, positive, any kind of feelings, emotions. Watch what you say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that you're
just talking to you, I feel
better.
Much better.
Okay, well, I'm glad, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Mary. Thank you for connecting with us.
Thank you so much.
Just take care. We love you, Carol. Take care. Mary?
I love you, too.
Yes. Hi, Carol. I have some beautiful messages for you. Four cards popped out, and then I was guided to pull out Archangel Raphael for you because he's going to be your physician. And the first card that popped out was New Beginning. And thank you, angels, for opening up the doors to change. I am ready. So that's what they want you to say. The second card that that came out for you was Shine Your Light, Archangel Uriel, so you can call on him. Thank you, Uriel, for helping me to share my light with the world. You have something to offer, Carol. You have lots of light in you and lots of fire in you to light up the path of so many people. I feel it because when I tuned into your energy, I felt like lots of energy coming through the back of my head. So it's like they're trying to communicate with you, and right now I feel it, and that's where Archangel Uriel, his light is shining from above the crown, and it's illuminating like the sky and everything in this card. So it's so beautiful. And then the next card is a synchronicity card. So I'm not sure if you've been seeing signs in synchronicity, like number sequences.
All the time. Oh, man.
That's awesome.
All the time.
So I want you to pay
attention. Every day.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
So they want you to trust the well-timed guidance and signs that you're receiving from them. So that's really important. So there's a reason for some of the experiences you've been going through recently. I guess they want me to reach for the book. There are no coincidences in life. Everything is perfectly timed by God and the universe. So trust that your angels are sending you divine guidance through the information and people coming into your life at this time. There is positive guidance here for you. Trust the process and the path that is being shown to you, as it will take you forward one step at a time until you're where you need to be. The angels of synchronicity are here to guide you and will remind you of their presence at the perfect time, which you've been seeing them already. And I'm so totally chilled. And then the next, the last card is Healthy Choices. And they want you to say, thank you, angels, for guiding me to make healthy choices. So what I got from that is going out to ground. I mean, if you can, you know, at least once a day if you can, or if not, you know, I know DC does a lot of meditations also, you know, from where you actually envision that you are, you know, growing roots into the ground in to Mother Gaia and ground that way. And also, you know, Liz's sister, who's our one of our hosts, she also has sound healing goals, you know, on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. And it's on Facebook and it's recorded, so you could also ground through those. And I need to read from Archangel Raphael because that's who came through for you. So he's the divine physician. And it says, thank you, Raphael, for shining your divine light upon my healthy body. Your angels can see that you need a boost of light and energy at this time. Together with Archangel Raphael, they are filling your body, mind, and soul with healthy energy. So they want you to take a deep breath and feel that healing energy coming in. So take some time out to take care for your whole being. Close your eyes and allow Archangel Raphael and the healing angels to place their hands upon you. You are blessed to receive this card today because healing is brought to you on all levels. So accept it and please say, I accept.
Carol? I accept. Yes?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because, you know, we need to accept their assistance fully. And the healing doesn't begin in the body. It begins in the mind and soul. It is in your body that determines how you feel, but your mind that determines what state your body is in. Think healing, positive thoughts at this time and be grateful for what's good about your body and your health. As you recognize the health benefits you already have, more will be brought to you. You may well find that the healing angels are also here to help you to heal others. But in order to do this, you must ensure that you yourself are in good health. So heal within, then share what you've learned with the world. Wow, that's so amazing. That's exactly what I said with the message, shine your light, because you will be a healer. And Raphael's name means God heals, and he is the archangel of health and healing. With his emerald aura, he has the ability both to heal us and to heal ourselves. He carries the caduceus wand as a symbol of his divine healing abilities. He is the doctor of God and will bring healing to all those who call on him. So call on Archangel Raphael and his angels to help you on getting healthy. And I have two affirmations for you from Louise Hay, and it's similar to what BC said. I am healthy, whole, and complete. And then the next one I was guided to say, wellness is the natural state of my body. I am in perfect health.
That's just wonderful.
So those are the two that they want
Thank you
to. You're so welcome, Carol.
It's so beautiful. I mean, everything both of you said just resonates. And I do talk to my angels all the time. I'm always
That's
talking
beautiful.
To
I'm stay in touch with us.
My dog,
Ginger, is saying, please take care of, good care of yourself, girlfriend, and don't be afraid to blow your own horn. You are amazing, like Mary said. So don't be afraid to say how amazing you are, you know?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it's just, I thank you both so much. It means so much to me.
God bless
wonderful.
You.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, Carol.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, that was a beautiful first caller.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. And see, we were so in sync. I mean, that's totally amazing as well.
Yes. And as
that
you were giving her message, I was going through the affirmation to see which ones they wanted me to choose for her. It was
beautiful.
Just so amazing.
Totally
are you
amazing.
Ready for our next caller?
Yeah, let's go to the next, definitely.
Okay. Area code 302, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Jackie? Hi, Jackie. Welcome
Hello.
To Angel Answers.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us?
I want to find out what is going on with my job.
Okay. Okay, well, the first thing that I was getting, Jackie, this is DC, is to trust your instincts, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and the angels are saying, you know, you should be very proud of yourself, you know, for the work that you do. And they're also saying you don't get the credit that you deserve, okay?
I'm sorry, what
so
was that?
You don't get the credit that you truly deserve.
Okay.
In regard to your work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm getting that it's time to think about maybe reassess your goals and, you know, decisions that you have in regard to your job. Is the job that you're at now really what you're wanting?
Well, it's what I want to do, but it's not the management that I want to work for. I think that they're lying to me about, I just became licensed in my state to practice, and they're telling me that because the company was bought, the guy that makes the decision to give me the raise that I deserve because I earned it has been out on vacation for 2 weeks.
Okay.
I think it's a crock.
I am getting that you're, you know, really unhappy right now. And, you know, it might be time to, you know, just to look other places as well, okay? And I'm getting, you got to just, like, sort of, like, right now, remove the emotion that you're feeling within and just focus on only what you are wanting. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I do have an interview on Friday.
Okay. Well, that's good. Good. Because the angels were saying, you know, it's time to look in other places. Okay. So, in regard to Friday, okay, let's see. Okay. I got a maybe. So it might be too because of the energy that you have within you right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like, you know, like sort of there's maybe like a couple little obstacles presently in your path, okay? And those obstacles are placed there to help you to have time to reflect and think about things, okay? And, you know, the angels are saying don't get upset or anything because there are new and exciting opportunities that are going to come your way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The job you have presently, it's helping you to see what you no longer want because I don't feel it serves your higher purpose at the place that you're at, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for you to see yourself, you know, in a different light, you know, and let go of the limiting beliefs that you have, okay? My dog, Ginger, is showing me four-leaf clovers all around you, and she's saying, Mom, tell her she's going to have a lot of good luck. So
aww.
There's nothing to be – so she's saying, girlfriend, focus on those long-term goals, and you're going to be able to make a really great decision. Okay? But she's saying, give it really a lot of thought before you decide. Take time to think about things. So I really feel, you know, yeah, take time, you know, to think about things, okay? And then when she said she's going to know when that right job is going to come to her and a leap of faith, okay? And she's saying, don't be afraid. Let go of fear and experience life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
is my instinct right,
you know,
that
you are
that giving me the runaround?
Better. Okay, I couldn't hear you. What was that?
Is my instinct right that they're giving me the runaround, like the guy that makes the decision is on vacation for 2 weeks? Like, that just sounds really flimsy.
Yeah, you know what, I got it probably, but the bigger picture is, you know, we get these little nudges, and these the people that, you know, the actors that are in this, you know, part of our life, like, we invited all these people into our lives, so before we came into this lifetime, you know, we contracted all these people to be here with us, and all they're doing is helping you to see what serves you and what doesn't, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does.
You have a lot of good luck around you, like Ginger's saying. She's saying she's focusing on the wrong thing. You got to look at the bigger picture. Things are going to improve. They're going to get better, you know, but they're just helping to give you that little nudge to go forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my dog is saying her energy is amazing. She's a money magnet. What is she worried about?
Well,
okay.
I'm not making money right now, and I'm working my butt off.
And that's why you're not getting, you know, what you truly deserve, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to attract, you know, you're going to attract all these wonderful opportunities. You're going to attract, you know, the job that's meant for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My dog is saying she's, you know, that you have a lot of leadership qualities.
Yeah, I'm never asked to do anything leadership-wise, which I'm like, damn, like, wow.
Well, you have the ability, so it's not your ability. It's just I don't feel it's, like, the right place where you're not able to really, you know, use all your knowledge and everything that you have within you. And
and
it's just like where they're, you know, they're just helping you to go forward to get to where you need to be, huh, the people that you're with presently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ginger's saying, you know, this is a positive thing, although it doesn't feel like it right now because the sun is shining on you, and, you know, the next step is, you know, the road to success. Okay, so focus on you and just envision the beautiful job that would feel wonderful to you, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Look at all the accomplishments that you've had in your life so far and know that, you know, good things are coming, but you've got to let go of, like, the emotional feeling of everything, okay?
Uh-huh.
The emotions.
Yeah.
All you have to do is, you know, maintain that attitude of gratitude, stay positive. And I am getting, you know, like, I see, like, more money coming in. I'm getting, you're going to have more money, extra money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't give up and just, you know, just know that this is helping you to get where you need to be. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, just slow down for now and breathe, okay?
Okay.
And you'll be directed to the right path. I'm going to hand you over to Mary, and I thank you so much for calling in, hon.
Oh, thank you. And Ginger.
God bless.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
I got two messages for you. Actually, three cards, because I pulled from the pull cards from Spirit, Angel Answers, and also from Notes from the Universe, because they wanted me to give you a message from the universe. And the first card from postcard from Spirit says, dearest you, we are gathering our magic together to help you celebrate your new beginning. You're stepping into a new version of your life, getting to tell a new story as you create it. Doesn't it feel like spring when the urge to expand wells up inside you from a primal place? The form of what you are growing has yet to take shape, and it is exciting to experience this new and fresh beginning. It's normal to feel both push and pushback when entering any new kind of relationship. It could be work as well. It's okay to admit you don't really know what to expect. What you can know is it's time to dive in and allow that new version of life to take shape through you on behalf of your partner in life, which is Spirit. You have made it to a new level of awakening and contributing, and we are so excited to see where this will take you next. We're so proud of you. And in the back, there's a beautiful angel, and it says, with love.
Mm.
So they're proud of you, and like DC said, there's magic coming to you. And then I was asked to pull a card, an answer to this card that I just got from you, and it says, within the next few weeks, the magic will come together, the new beginning. And I'm so chilled. So that's definitely happening. And then from the notes from the universe, the card that came out is, you glow and we bleed. Thanks. It says, in case anyone should ask, your heart isn't so large because of your wings. It's your wings that are so large because of your heart. Sometimes loving so much can be pretty heavy. Thanks for all you've shared, the universe. P.S. It's just another one of those nutty body algorithm things. So that's what the universe wanted to give you. And then I have two affirmations for you, Jackie. The first one is, all is well in my world. Everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this situation, only good will come, and I am safe. And then the second affirmation from Louise Hay I have is, I am in the process of positive change. So those are the two that I have for you.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome, Jackie. Thank you for calling in. Make sure you give us a call back.
Thank you. I will. You guys take care.
You too.
Okay, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, another beautiful caller.
Yes, my goodness, yes.
So are you ready to keep going?
Well, you know what? Even if I'm not ready, Ginger's ready, so we're good.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, she's saying, Mom, just tell her I'm here. So what do you expect? I'm ready.
Okay. Area code 352, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. Do you have a question for us today?
Yes. I just went through a very traumatic relationship experience and questioned if I did the right thing, in other words, but I think it might be the right thing in the long run. So I just wondered if you saw positive outcomes that I chose.
Okay, Joanna, this is DC, hon. Was the other person hiding something from you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was feeling, like there was a trust issue?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, the angels are saying, you know what, don't second guess yourself. You are making the right decisions, and you're going to make the right choices for your long-term happiness, okay?
Yeah.
So you're a very wise soul is what I'm getting, okay? So, you know, I'm getting don't second guess yourself, okay? Okay. And I'm getting, what I'm saying now is almost like when I see the two of you together, it was almost like, for me, like Spirit gives me Christmas lights, and your Christmas lights were all tangled, the two of you, you know? So,
yeah.
And when they're tangled like that, that means that, you know, there's some kind of trouble in the relationship, okay?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's what I'm being shown. Yeah. So don't, you know, don't hold on to things, okay? Just know that, you know, you did make, you know, a good decision, and you've got to keep looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, you know, think more about yourself right now is what, you know,
exactly.
The angels are showing me, hon. Okay? And I'm seeing all little hearts around you. And, you know, just, you know, love yourself, take care of you right now. And I do feel good, you know, about love in the future. So, you know, don't hold on to, you know, anything old. I do feel that the relationship was a karmic relationship. Did you feel that? Okay.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn you over to Mary, okay? God bless, hon, and just stay in touch with us, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so I pulled two cards from the universe for you, and then the first one is you needn't worry. So basically they're trying to tell you, you know, trust your intuition, that you made the right choice. There's no one in your life who hasn't always loved you. They're all just learning how to show it. Big silly, the universe. And then the next one is forgive. Of course, anger can always be justified, but then so can forgiveness. Just depends on how much more you want from the adventure. And this is from the universe as well. And then I was trying to pull a card for you from the angels and ancestors to see what they had to tell you. But, you know, I'm getting start looking in the mirror and say, I love you.
Okay.
You know, this is like mirror work that we always do, you know, and don't hold on to anything from this relationship, you know, because it's just going to hold you back.
Exactly.
And I'm getting the affirmation, I forgive myself and set myself free. Because, you know, we also need to forgive ourselves, you know, for staying in a bad relationship as well. You know, sometimes, I'm trying to see. I'm so sorry. Okay, the water guardian came out for you. Connect with your emotions. So they want me to read for you what that means. This reading came so fast. Normally, I have time. Okay, page 114. I don't know if that's significant, that number 114. I always say the number of a page. Okay. So it says, the message is, take time to understand how you really feel. Know that your sensitivity is not a curse, but a gift that allows you to receive and understand messages directly from your soul. Water is the element that is in your blood, your tears, and your flesh. The water guardian represents the angels of water who can help you dive within to understand the depth of your emotions. These angels are all about helping you see that your emotions aren't just the feelings that are on the surface. They are also old emotions that you may have locked deep within the shadows of your soul. Helping you acknowledge your deepest emotions, the angels of water help you to hear the messages these have for you and to unlock your intuitive powers and the energies of abundance. Your angels want you to know that it's okay to feel the emotions that are surfacing in you at this time. It doesn't matter if they are joyous or sad. They are all powerful messengers that allow you to understand what you want and need. Taking time to breathe and acknowledge them lets them flow through you rather than crashing down on you as an overwhelming wave. Note that there are also intuitive psychic messages arising in you at this time, and unless you acknowledge everything as it comes up, you may miss important guidance that can lead you to support and love. Ooh, I'm so chilled. That is so beautiful.
I was just saying that is so beautiful. Thank you, and bless you so much for that. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Make sure you give us a call back and let us know how everything is going. But, you know, again, claim your call back.
Yes, please stay in touch with us. But Ginger's saying stay on your path, you know, and as Mary says, stay positive, and you're going to see that, you know, you're going to find the love that you're looking for, okay?
Yes, thank you. Have a good evening. Thank you so much.
God bless. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah.
Are you
really
ready? I think Ginger's super ready, right?
Yeah, she's saying, don't worry about her, Mary.
Okay. All right. I'm going to keep going.
I feel like I'm sitting on her lap and, you know, she's doing all the talking.
Area code 443. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Suzanne, and I am hoping that Ginger's around for my reading, too.
She is.
Good.
Do you have
for
a question
Ginger.
For us today, Suzanne?
My question is, I just want to see what you see happening for me the next month, if there's anything, you know, that I need to know or work for. Or...
Okay. Okay, so Ginger is asking, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
You're doing great? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and she wants to know, do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so she's saying, you know, keep up with the meditation. So I feel that that's going to be helpful. There's something, though, that you have to let go of. So if you don't let go of it, it could affect you physically. So she's saying just, you know, if it's not positive, you know, or if it doesn't feel good, she's just saying, like, let go, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what exactly it is that you have to let go of, but she's saying let go. Okay.
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, please just think happy thoughts, okay?
Uh-huh.
At times that, you know, that when we're thinking about something else, she said stop, you know, she's just saying stop thinking about it and think a happy thought. And then, you know, those happy thoughts make us smile, and then we're able to change our thinking in that moment. It's so easy to just, you know, think a happy thought. And what she's showing me as well, honey, is that you have to ground yourself a little bit more.
Okay, yeah,
sort of, yeah, she's showing me, like, you're walking, but your feet aren't actually touching the ground. And she's saying, Mom, she doesn't have the clarity she's needing. Okay?
Oh.
Yeah, but she's saying just, you know, ground yourself. And the easiest way that, you know, to ground yourself is just, when you get up in the morning, envision that you have tree roots on the bottom of your feet, and they go all the way down into Mother Earth, okay? And you can actually feel it. And as we know, if we went over and we try to push a tree over, it's not going to move, correct?
Right.
Because it's grounded into Mother Earth, and that's what you want to be too, you know, it's grounded into Mother Earth. And she's saying, that's really going to help you to have the clarity that you're needing at this time, okay?
Yeah. That I'm seeking, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's going to be really, really helpful. Okay, so I'm just trying, she's pointing to something else, and I'm not sure what she's pointing to. Okay. Let's see, Ginger. Okay, let's see. Okay, so she wants to give you a very powerful affirmation. I am a receiver of limitless universal energy. Okay.
Oh.
She's saying you're holding on to a little bit of resistance, and she's saying you do know what fear means, right? Fear is false evidence appearing real. okay?
Okay.
So she wants you to just to be able to have, you know, the freedom and, you know, all that you're wanting, you know, balance and freedom. And, you know, the positive affirmations are very helpful. And Mary has some from Louise Hay as well. But the one that Ginger wanted to give you is, I am a receiver of limitless universal energy. Now, how does that one resonate with you?
That's great. I am a receiver of limitless universal energy. I like that.
Yeah. And I'm getting, you know, you're on this beautiful journey, and this journey, you know, was made just for you. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if sometimes the lessons seem a little bit harder than others, you're still growing, okay? And embrace every moment of your journey, okay? It's
okay.
It's really, really, you know, important that we embrace everything. And sometimes when the lessons are harder is when we, you know, gain the most knowledge, okay? So just
yeah.
keep going forward. And she's saying, please remember that the light that shines within you is so powerful, okay? Never let it, you know,
oh.
never let anyone dim that light. You have the
yeah.
power to go forward and do great things, hon, okay? So Ginger,
thank
she
you.
Loves your light. She loves your energy. And she's saying, you have more power than you know, okay?
Oh.
And you
mm-hmm.
use it the way, you know, it was meant to be. You're just going to be unstoppable. And I'm getting, you know, please learn from the past, you know, and, you know, make changes that are for your, you know, for your higher good, okay? So
mm-hmm.
Ginger, you know, she loves your energy, hon, and I just feel that you have the ability to go forward and do great things. I really do.
Oh, thank you.
Okay?
So
she's saying, you know what, there's a little frustration there at times. You got to focus on what you want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, you have such inner strength. Use it. But when you keep that positive attitude, you're going to be able to, you know, have the patience, and you're going to be able to go forward, okay? And just remember,
mm-hmm.
all of your actions are for your highest good. So affirm that too. All of my actions are for my highest good. And just keep going forward. And Ginger's saying, and let your heart love like a dog, you know? It can change any situation,
oh.
okay?
uh-huh.
So let your heart love like a dog. It can change any situation. So that was Ginger's advice. And I'm going to turn you now over to Mary, hon. God bless.
Thank you.
Hi, Suzanne. Wow, these are
Hi.
Such cute messages. So I pulled a postcard from Spirit, and then two cards from the notes from Universe. So the postcard from Spirit says, "Dearest you, over here there is no mystery for us to unravel as we know intimately how connected we all are, how the web of creation works, and how Spirit is in every aspect of our lives, from the invisible to the visible. But it's impossible for humans to comprehend the complexities of how things actually work, because the most important threads in the tapestry don't make sense in the dimension you live in. That said, can you feel the importance of these currents of energies that bring events together in miraculous ways? You can't understand with your mind, but you can know with your heart and soul. Trust that even though you don't know the how, the what, or the why, we do. So surrender to the mystery and have faith that the unseen world is watching you with loving eyes as Spirit weaves your life's mysterious and beautiful tapestry in glorious technicolor. Loving you so much as always. Live your dreams," in the back of the card. Oh my gosh. I am so chilled, like in my crown area.
Yeah.
Suzanne,
oh.
that is so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah. Really is.
And then the other two cards that came out is, there isn't a soul on the planet who doesn't crave your approval. And it says, the only difference between a friend and a foe is that you've decided where love can grow, the universe.
Huh.
So that, and then the other one says, they choose you. You might not readily believe this. It might even spook you a bit, but there are those who chose this very lifetime in large part knowing you'd be there. Now, that's what we call a reputation, the universe. Oh, my gosh. My crown is tingling, Suzanne. Oh, my gosh. Like, you are totally connected. And I don't know why I'm being guided to take a look at this card. It says, create space for new love. When a thing hurts your eyes, stop looking at it. When it hurts your ears, stop listening to it. And when it hurts your heart, stop justifying it. I love you so much, the universe. Okay. And then, you know, I've been giving affirmations all night. So the two that I picked for you is I trust the process of life. I am deeply fulfilled by all that I do.
I'll say that one again. I am deeply
fulfilled by all that I do. Fulfilled, yeah.
Okay.
And don't forget I love you every morning in the mirror.
Okay. Oh, very nice. Thank you, girls, so much. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Please call back and let us know how everything goes and how everything pans out next month or whenever you have a question for us.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care.
You're welcome. Have a blessed evening.
You too.
Wow, how beautiful.
Yeah, that was amazing. Really,
yes,
really beautiful.
It was. Okay, so we have a few more callers. Let's see. All right. Call. Area code 708. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, my name is Cindy.
I'm sorry?
My name is Cindy.
I can't.
Can you stop?
It sounds muffled.
We can hear you?
Yeah.
To the phone?
My name is Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, GC knows who I am.
Okay. Hi, Cindy. You know, you're breaking up, honey. Is there something wrong with your phone?
I'm on my cell phone, but it shouldn't be breaking up.
Okay, you're sounding a little bit louder now, okay? So maybe, are you walking around or something?
No, I'm sitting, but I put it on speaker,
okay,
so it's better. It's louder.
Okay, well, Ginger's standing behind me, and she's whispering into my ear, twin flame, past life.
Okay.
That's what she's showing me, and she's showing me getting together and, you know, dating and then having a nice time again together. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And that was my question.
Well,
if he is still coming back and if he wants to come back.
Okay, well, what Ginger's yelling, she's just saying you're going to have a fulfilling love life, hon.
Wonderful.
Very fulfilling love life. And I don't really want to say too much more because you know what I want to do right now, Cindy, is I want to bring in Mary and see what Mary has to say. How does that sound?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Mary?
Yes. Hi, Cindy. So I picked two cards jumped out for you for the postcards from Spirit. So the first one that came out says, dear you, uncertainty is the new normal for the whole world. Things are changing at a rapid pace, and the old ways we once trusted are no longer reliable. But leaving the familiar behind can be a good thing. When you are pushed to step into the unknown, you are pulled forward into discovering new possibilities that have been hidden in plain sight. Check in with your higher power. Your soul knows better than your small self. Have faith in the support of a higher power and the infinite potential for your life. Right now, the advice we have for you is this. Try something new. Do something different. You won't know how it feels, what it looks like or what the outcome will be if you do not take the first step into the unknown and experience the unfamiliarity. That word always gets me. You'll be so glad you did, because the treasure will appear. We're so proud of you for being brave. You are so loved and so supported. And then in the back of the card, there's a beautiful angel with a violin, and it says, celebrate life. And then the second message for you is, dearest you, even though life seems now to be moving full steam ahead, it's a time to rest. Allow ideas to flow through you and take root in your heart before they reach your mind. Honor this process by becoming empty to allow for inspiration and the magic of dreaming. You might feel lazy or unproductive, but we know better. Just sleep is a way to recharge before renewal, so are you in a time for dreaming. In this powerful process of co-creation, your soul merges with spirit in a profound way, so you can receive your music directly from source and play your part in the symphony of life. You are being invited to bear witness to the great creation and tune in to what others can't hear. We have so many dreams to share with you in the sacred and the invisible. Don't worry, we'll wake you when it's time to return with a new dream. No need to set an alarm clock. Loving you always. And in the back of the card it says, you are love. And the angel has, like, fingers saying, shh, like quiet. I guess quiet your mind and meditate. I'm getting meditation, Cindy.
Okay.
And meditation also, answers could come. And do you play the violin or play instruments? Because, I mean, if these cards are interconnected, like it says, the music of life, you're going to be receiving your music directly from source.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I'm getting a pulsing on the left side of my temple. Let's see if I get an affirmation for you. Let's see. I'm looking at, I'm willing to let go. And the next one I see right next to it is, deep at the center of my being is an infinite wall of love. And another one that I always use is, I am love. And always look in the mirror and say, I love you.
Okay.
Cindy, are you receiving messages from spirit at all, or feeling anything? Because ever since I tuned into your energy, I feel like a tapping on my temple, on my left temple.
Yes.
Yes.
Cindy is receiving messages, lots.
She gets lots of messages?
Yeah, whether she's realizing
okay.
it or not, because Ginger is jumping up and down here like a maniac.
yeah, because I got chilled when I asked.
And listen,
that,
Cindy,
and
listen, you're not listening.
Like,
I'm like, oh my gosh, you're listening to Mary. Mary, you're right on, you're spot on, because it's exactly what's going on. And she's got to, you know, she's got to meditate a little bit more, or just like sit quietly with maybe like some soft music or something, because she's getting quite a bit of messages, quite a bit.
Yeah, they want to communicate with you, Cindy, because I feel that vibration on my temple.
Yeah, well, you know what? As
just
the vibration
listen.
Is on your temple, it's going to come out of my mouth from Ginger. So she's saying to Mary, please feel this, and Cindy, please listen, okay? Does that sound good, ladies?
Yep.
Yes.
And Cindy.
And
okay.
I pulled a message for everyone from the notes from the universe. It says, honor thyself. And it says, just curious, when was the last time you look into a mirror and address yourself as gorgeous, magnificent, or sublime? It matters. Here's looking at you, gorgeous, the universe. Okay, hubba hubba counts.
Okay, so we're going to hold on to that. That was awesome. But hold on.
That was awesome, Cindy.
You
so
have to feel
sure
this.
Look in the mirror. Yeah.
Yes. Gotta look in the mirror. Okay, so Mary, you just feel this, and Cindy, you listen. Here's what that special someone is saying to you from the other side. I have so much to tell you, But you've got to let go of fear because fear is blocking you. You heard my voice, Cindy. You did. It was me. Okay? And you've got to smile because we will be together again one day. I'm closer now than I ever was. And he's saying, you were the best thing in my life. Okay? So that's what Ginger has to say from that special someone, Cindy.
Well, Cindy dropped. Oh, no. So I hope she heard that message.
Well, she'll have to go back and listen.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Did she leave us?
I got, like, emotional.
Did she leave us?
Yeah,
where is she?
She dropped. Yeah, it dropped. It said Cindy dropped.
Well, maybe the energy was too powerful.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Know? I'll just tell her
so we
to
have a caller.
Tell her to, you know, listen
to the
archives. Yeah.
Yeah, she should. And we have a caller from last week, so
okay.
We'll continue moving on because I'm sure Ginger, I feel her like jumping all over the place.
She's excited. Can you tell?
Area code 856. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Rosemaria.
Hey, Rosemaria. How are you, hon?
How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey,
girlfriend?
Do you have a question for us?
I just got back from my vacation and hell broke loose. So, and I got to finish up some stuff that I have to finish in the U.S. So I was wondering what's the next step for a relationship, my own business, or working again because that went to hell.
Okay. Basically. Well, you know what? The way you were talking and, you know, your breathing and everything, I feel like you have to take a little time, hon, to focus on you. Okay?
Oh, I've been.
And Ginger's agreeing. She's saying, Rosemaria, you need a little break, a small little break. Okay. Have you taken time to just focus just on you? Maybe go for, you know, a nice walk, watch a movie, and just, you know, really focus on you because your energy is really scattered, hon. Okay?
Okay.
You've had a lot going on, correct?
Right.
Okay. And I just feel like, you know, the reason I'm saying that is because I feel like you yourself have put some self-imposed restrictions on you. And you sort of feel stuck, but if you put the restrictions on you, you're the one that can take them off of you. Okay?
Not on myself, on restriction on the so-called friend.
Okay, well, I'm just saying it's of your life, okay? So
right.
You've got to just, you know, focus on Rosemaria, okay? You're the most important person in your life, okay? You know, getting back to the basics, making sure that you're taking good care of you, and enjoy yourself a little bit. I feel like life is going to get better for you, and Ginger's saying she's sprinkling all of these four-leaf clovers all over Rosemaria, so she's bringing in good luck for you, okay? So she's saying
okay.
Make sure that you're eating properly and, you know, getting some exercise. I feel like you need a little bit of healing right now, both on a spiritual and a physical level, okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you having anything going on with your health?
I just did a surgery on me today, so.
Okay. Okay, well, you know, you've got to make sure that you're resting. Are you getting enough rest, and are you able to eat properly? You know, because I feel like there's a lot out of whack, hon. You know, we're sending you light and love for the, you know, for your health situation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm just getting, you know, just be careful with everything. Don't try to do too much too fast, or it's going to really end up where you injure yourself, okay? You've got to stay calm. And you've just got to, like I said, focus on you, hon. I'm getting, you know, you really need to just focus on you right now. You know, And that's the most important thing that you could do. I know that you like to hang out, like, with others and everything, but right now this is important that you focus on you, okay?
Okay. Cool.
Is there any, like, is there any specific questions?
I know I have to, what happened over the month I was gone, that has to be finished on my end with the, I guess you could say, town counselor. So gave me a choice to do it either there or here. So I chose here. So if that's going to go well, and that's the right way to go.
Okay.
And if I should put the other person that kind of sort of threatened me after with the cops. So I should back that one off from him because there's too many issues on that one to put on.
Well, I'm just kidding. You know, I just feel like there's so many different imbalances, and you've got to, you know, you've got to watch. But I'm getting, if you relax, it's going to help you to feel less stressed, and you're going to get positive answers to everything you're thinking about. And, you know, as we say, always come from a place of love, okay? And, you know, and we say, you know, forgive those that have wronged us, because it doesn't mean that what they did is right. It just means we don't have to carry it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but it's been too long, too many times, and if this
makes
sense.
Well, you disconnect.
Sense,
you don't, if it's too long, right. Too many times, you just disconnect, and you don't carry that energy with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and no matter the question, whatever question anyone asks when they call in, the answer is always love, no matter the issue, no matter the circumstance, because if we don't forgive and we don't let go and different things like that, it doesn't hurt the other person. It hurts us, okay? So, you know, you're too important of a person, okay? And you've got to just learn from the past, and, you know, you're going to be able to go forward and make better decisions, okay? And I am getting, you know, I know why you're holding on to all this energy, because in a past life, you had similar situations, sometimes even worse. You were persecuted in the past, and you brought it into this lifetime, Rose Maria. You've got to let go of these emotions that are, you know, deep within you, and you've got to allow healing that is necessary to come forward, okay?
Okay, cool.
And what we're going to do is we're going to connect with the part of you that you can't see, you know, the soul area. And soul, you know, if you look at the word soul, you know, some say it's a source of unconditional love. So we're going to connect with that beautiful source. And, you know, we're going to make an affirmation, dear innate, I release all, you know, all the trauma and negativity of the past. Can you say that? And you'll feel it lifting. Dear innate, I release all the trauma and negativity of the past.
All the negativity and the trauma from the past.
Yes, dear innate, I release.
Dear innate, I release.
Yes, all the trauma and negativity of the past. And dear innate, I release what is holding, you know, me back, my emotions. I release my fear, my emotions. So, as you're doing that, you know, I was a proxy for you because I understand you were operated on. What I saw was unconditional love coming in and surrounding you, Rose Maria. So what I want you to do is just try to breathe slowly and open your heart to receive this beautiful unconditional love, hon, okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate
it. And I'm going to turn you over to Mary, hon. God bless you, Rose Maria. Feel better, hon. Sending you light and love.
Thanks.
Mary?
Hi, Rose Maria. Yes. I got 3 postcards for you. They just, like, jumped out. So the first one says, dear you, uncertainty is the new normal for the whole world. Things are changing at a rapid pace, and the old ways we once trusted are no longer reliable. Leaving the familiar behind can be a good thing. When you are pushed to step into the unknown, you are pulled forward into discovering new possibilities that have been hidden in plain sight. Check in with your higher power. Your soul knows better than your small self. Have faith in the support of a higher power and the infinite potential for your life. Right now, the advice we have for you is this. Try something new. Do something different. You won't know how it feels, what it looks like, or what the outcome will be if you do not take the first step into the unknown and experience the unfamiliar rarity. Oh my gosh, I can't say that word. You'll be so glad you did, because the treasure will appear. We're so proud of you for being brave. You are so loved and so supportive. And in the back, it's celebrate life. And you're the second caller that gets this card. So the next card is yours too. As you think, so will you experience life. Thoughts are that powerful, and they need minding. Let the unruly, chaotic ones settle down so they serve you or get released instead of wreaking havoc. These thoughts arise when connected to the energy of fear and often masquerade as truth. Yet, the real truth is that essentially all is well. Of course, you have thoughts that are positive, strong, organized, accepting, creative, open, and so on. Those are the ones that you want to keep thinking about, and they have a less frantic quality. They're stimulating you in a good way and don't get away from you. How do you keep an inner eye on your thoughts? So think about what you're thinking. You know, like, keep an eye on what you're thinking, because we are our thoughts. You know, like, saying I am affirmations are great. What the dear Nate that VC just gave you are amazing to say. You know, like, I say quite often, dear Nate, I let go. Dear Nate, I let go of fear. Dear Nate, I let go of such and such person. If you want to put their name in there, it's calling in your higher power, your higher self, to say, I let go of this. This is no longer serving me. So, like, dear Nate, I let go of what no longer serves me. You would say that, and everything that no longer serves you will be pulled out of your path. And then it says, meditate and leave judgment out of the mix. Everyone has those fearful thoughts. Love them, love yourself, and then choose the thoughts you want the world to reflect back. Life is not as hard as you think. Loving you so much. And in the back, there is a beautiful angel, and it says, with love. And then the last card is, dearest you, selfless giving is an elixir so sweet and life-giving and amazing that it should be customary for everyday living. Right now, generosity is being asked of you. Let go of a debt, release an obligation, or do a solid kindness to someone for no other reason than as an exercise of the heart. Again, what comes to mind is Mother Mary's message today of love. You will be surprised how quickly a generous heart is repaid. We know it often doesn't happen in the immediate exchange, so temper your expectations. Know that life has an uncanny way of sending miracles seemingly unrelated to your kindness, yet interconnected in magical ways. The more you act from generosity, the bigger your heart grows and the more love and abundance you will experience. We also know that someone could be entering your life with a generous offer for you. Take it and trust that you are worthy and deserving of it. You have to receive, not just give. We love you so much over here with love. And I think, Rosa Maria, you got this card before. So, you know, be open to receive because, you know, like it says, there's someone entering your life with a generous offer for you. And I wanted to give you at least two affirmations that, or three, four. Okay. My day begins and ends with gratitude. So again, you know, we're always guided to give thanks and gratitude, you know, for all that we have. And the next one is, I am divinely guided and protected at all times. And I claim my power and move beyond all limitations. And then the last one is, only good can come to me. So that you could, you know, be in that vibration of I am and I'm receiving all this goodness. And then I pulled a card from note from the universe for you, and it says, you have more options than you realize. And it says, it sure is hard to get really angry at someone when you can think of all the reasons you love them, and you can, the universe. So So, Rosa Maria, I hope that really helped and it resonated with you. And just be open to, you know, receiving that generous offer that someone's going to give you. And make sure to meditate and leave judgment out of the mix, you know, and love yourself and have an open heart. You know, like Mother Mary's message today, love is the answer to everything.
Got it. At this point, I'm not worried about him or that I don't love him. It's the other two that cause the majority of the problem that has to end. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
I know it's
revenge, but
it's not revenge.
If
that makes sense.
Yeah, what I'm getting is, Rose Maria, it's time for you to focus on you. Rosa Maria comes first. Hard for us to
let go of the energy, too.
That, but.
Right.
Exactly.
Because when you do, you're going to see that, you know, the way you see things, you know, if you look at things differently, the things you look at change, and you're going to have the ability to change your reality as well, okay?
Gotcha.
So things are turning for the better, and you've got to start feeling it before it happens, you know?
Right.
You deserve to have a life of joy, Rose Maria, okay? One that is filled with love and joy and, you know, gratitude and everything that you're wanting.
Got it. Cool.
Okay, hon. God bless, hon.
Well,
we hope you feel better.
Thank you for calling, Rose Maria.
Thank you.
Feel better. Have a blessed evening. Okay. Wow. This switchboard is lighting up.
Well, you know what, I just connected with Cindy, and she said her cat ran across her cell phone, the cord, and disconnected the call. So I said, your cat probably just saw Ginger.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So she's going to listen to the replay?
Yeah,
so
she'll listen to the
replay.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so are we ready for our next caller?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Area code
Hello.
631. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Suzanne, and I just want to see, thank you for taking my phone call very much. I just want to see with anything that you see with Love Life, and that's about it.
Oh, okay. We had another Suzanne earlier.
Right?
Okay, hold on. Yeah.
It's great to connect with you as well, Suzanne.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so you want to know about love. Okay. Okay, I was trying to see what my dog Ginger was trying to show me, and I didn't quite understand. Okay. Did you have problems with someone recently in love? Because I'm just getting, like, different messages from Ginger.
Yeah, I did. I went on, like, 5 dates, whatever, like, with this one man, and he seemed to like me and, like, stuff like that. And then just past Saturday, he just changed his tune and was saying rude things, like he wanted to date others. He just got through a divorce or going through a divorce. And then I just didn't take his comments. So now I just want to see if you see anybody new coming in who I deserve.
Okay, let's see. Well, I am getting that there is going to be someone coming in, possibly with a K name. And that's probably usually the first name. And it's going to be, you know, someone that's going to be, I feel a little bit more mature, okay? And very, very compassionate.
They don't have to be old, but they're mature in their mentality?
No, mature, like a mature man. Like, you don't want, you know, like, say, a guy that is, you know, like, childlike, sort of like, you know, someone with, like, almost like a teenage, you know, energy. You want to have someone that, you know, that you could really enjoy and have a nice relationship with, you know?
Yes.
It doesn't mean old. It's just, you know, more mature.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I am getting,
yeah,
you know, this is going to be a beautiful relationship, sort of almost like the one that you've been dreaming of, okay? And
how
I am getting,
meet?
You know, like, I'm getting soon, so you've got to make sure that you're ready for love. Okay?
I am.
Because I feel like the other person, when I say mature, I feel like the other person that you were talking about sort of had like an immature attitude, okay?
Yes, he did.
And I sort of insecure, you know, moody at times. And, you know, that's not what you're looking for this time around, correct?
Correct.
So that's what I'm saying, like, you know, a more mature individual would be, you know, preferable. That's what you're looking for. I'm just trying to see what they're showing me. I actually feel, you know, like I'm getting soon and there may be some travel involved, okay?
No, I don't want to travel for love. I'm not going to do that, no.
No, I didn't say travel for love. I'm just saying travel. Would you be open to possibly if you met this individual and maybe, you know, there might be some travel with the two of you, you know?
You mean like one weekend or something?
No, like a trip or something, you know? After you get to know the person.
Yeah, when I don't have to work. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I was showing. There might be some travel involved, okay? So that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Mary Suzanne. I thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
So I pulled from the Romance Angels Oracle deck by Doreen Virtue, and the two that came out for you was Chemistry. There's a strong magnetic attraction here. So when you first meet, you're going to feel that attraction immediately. It's like you both are like the yin and yang. That's what I'm getting. And when you mention where can you meet, I was looking at the chemistry card, and they look like they're sitting in a park, and there's like trees behind them. And they're sitting like on a bench, on a stone bench. And then the next card is flirt. Extend your lighthearted energy to others. And this one is also a park-like setting, but like with a lake in the background. Again, sitting on a like concrete bench, sort of. So I don't know if... I normally pick those things up from the cards, especially since you asked. And then I picked a note from the universe for you, and it says, honor thyself. And another person got this on another call as well, and it says, just curious, when was the last time you look into a mirror and addressed yourself as gorgeous, magnificent, or sublime? It matters. Here's looking at you, gorgeous, from the universe. And then it says, P.S., okay, hubba hubba counts. You know, some people say hubba hubba when they look at themselves. I don't say that, but, you know, some people
I don't say hubba hubba.
But saying gorgeous, you know, hey, gorgeous, I love you. You know, or I love you in the mirror. It's so great. You know, it gives you, you have to love yourself a lot, you know.
No,
and
again, I do. That's
married,
why I didn't take that. That's why I didn't take the awkward comments from last Saturday, and I said that I didn't want to see him.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's a quote from Louise Hay that I want for you.
Like how soon? I mean, a week, 2 days, 3 months? I mean, like...
Let me see. Let me tune in and see if I get anything worth asking. Maybe I could. You know, I feel like I was just going to pull my Angel Answers deck, and I pulled a card for someone else within the next few weeks. And I feel that
great.
Resonates for you as well, Suzanne.
Well, I'll have to go to the water. I don't know. There's no lakes around here, but
or the park. Is there a park?
I don't go to any parks, really.
There is greenery in the background. Like, there's trees in the background, and there's a bench. And, like, in Bolivia, that's what they show.
Well,
I saw the water. I thought it was, like, a tropical island that they would fly to.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Ooh, and
I
saw
like
water,
it.
And I just saw, like, a plane. So I felt like when they get together and stuff, he wants to take her on vacation.
Okay, I got to find this man. No, he has to find me.
Okay, yourself. All you have to do is love yourself and get yourself ready for love. And, you know, let it happen. Make sure that you have, you know, did you write a list of all the qualities you want them to have? And then on the other side of the paper, what I call the breakers, you know, the things that didn't work in the past?
Yes.
You've got to have that all, you know, and you've got to love yourself first because you're complete just as you are. And, you know, no man that you ever will meet, you know, no one's ever going to complete you, okay?
I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for a companion, my best friend, and to share life with.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just keep loving yourself first. Do things that you would do for someone that you're in a relationship with. Buy yourself a little something. Treat yourself nice. Okay, and you're going to see that, you know, that energy is going to be reflected on the partner that, you know, you connect with, okay?
All right.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne, for calling.
Make
sure you keep us posted.
I will.
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed evening. Okay. Are you ready for
the
next caller?
Okay, we have another caller. Okay.
Yes, we have 28 minutes. So we'll take another few callers. Okay.
Okay.
Area code 201, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello, lady.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Jackie.
Hi.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I work in a community that is going through a lot of changes. And I'm just wondering if you see it settling down during this COVID situation, or do you see us having to go back and work virtually?
Okay, so you want to know if it's going to settle down. Okay. I feel that it will, but I feel for you specifically, Ginger's coming in, my dog, and she's saying she's showing me pennies from heaven. So I feel like you're going to have an opportunity to make more money, okay?
Okay.
So I just feel like, you know, for you specifically, I do feel like, you know, this is going to be a good time for you, okay? I have to ask, so the work that you do presently, is it something that you love to do?
I love it, but I just don't like who I work for. I think they mistreat us.
Okay, see, that's a problem because...
It's not my end-all job,
situation,
though. I'm looking to branch out.
Yeah, because I'm getting be true to you. That's what I'm hearing. Ginger's saying be true to you, okay?
Yeah.
And just think about what it is that brings you joy. What do you love to do? Because she's saying, girlfriend, better days are coming. And she's saying you're going to find a job that's something that you really love, and it's just like right around the corner. So she's saying you've got to refocus a little bit. Refocus your desires, and you're going to be able to find the perfect position with what you love to do. I mean, you could stay there, but I do feel like there's something waiting for you. There's going to be more opportunities. And she's saying when the sun is out, the sun is shining on you. When it's dark outside, you have stars up above that are on you. You're going to see that your life is blessed. There's going to be so much joy, excitement. And everything is looking, you know, really wonderful, okay? So it's up to you.
Okay.
You could, you know, you can stay where you are, but I feel like there's an opportunity to make some more money, okay? And do something that you really love. That'll be less stressful, less obligation, giving you a little bit more freedom, okay?
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting for you. I'm going to turn you over to Mary really fast, and I thank you for calling in, hon.
Thank you, DJ.
Oh, you're welcome, Jackie.
Hi, Suzanne. I got two cards for you. I'm not sure if you, I know your your question wasn't relating love, but the romance card came out for you. So it's a very important relationship is about to enter or has recently entered into your life. This is the romance that you have been waiting for. Have faith that love is coming into your life to stay. And then the next card I got for you was big, happy changes. And then it says, big, positive changes are coming into your life. You might find yourself on a new career path, entering a new relationship, or moving to a new home or city. Embrace these exciting events, knowing that your angels will be beside you all the way, along the way. And
well,
release
yes,
your
I
fears.
And
you do want to move?
I have the home that I want to move into and start branching out from there because it'll give me a little bit more space and privacy. In terms of the love, I'm married. I left my husband dearly. I think we both are waiting for that next shift to occur in our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this like dark cloud that's been hanging over our head. But we're ready for a much needed change.
Okay, so this card also indicates the romance is a new level of dedication to yourself, to your love and intimacy. So it could include,
okay.
You know, a recommitment to one another. So, and I got chills on that one. So it could be a recommitment. So maybe renewing your vows. And I got chills. So with the big happy changes, what I got was release your fears and follow your heart with that one. So, you know, and think positive. And the card that I picked from the universe from you is change is always good. And it says, actually, the only effective way of changing another person is by changing yourself. Works every time, guaranteed. Though I'm kind of partial to the way you are right now. Tally ho, the universe. That's what I got.
Because he's not seeing everything that I see right now, and I'm trying to get in to see it, but I don't want to push him anymore because he just doesn't understand. But eventually, I know that if I make a move, then, you know, he'll eventually have to follow, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel he will because, I mean, that romance card came out to you and it's a recommitment to your love and to your intimacy. So he'll come around.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Make sure you
call.
Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Have
Bye,
a blessed Jack. Evening. So we have, we have a couple of minutes. We have 20 minutes. We can take another few callers. Get right on it.
Okay.
Area code 843. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Eddie. Good evening. You girls are so wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Eddie.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you have a question for us, Eddie?
Y'all hitting so heavy on relationships and I'm kind of interested in that, but I really need to know things about business because I'm striving to generate more money. I'm an entrepreneur more than an employable kind of person, so it's more about business entrepreneurship.
Okay. Okay. When you said that, I felt like I felt that entrepreneurial energy. And, Eddie, I'm just getting, visualize yourself. I feel like you're growing and, financially you're growing. So you've got to visualize that. And I do feel like, more money may be coming your way. I also am getting you have a lot of loved ones on the other side that are helping you, Eddie.
Awesome.
So I don't know if you feel their energy. Do you feel their energy? But I do feel the energy of those on the other side.
Yeah, well, I talk to them a lot. I don't necessarily, I've been striving to get communication. I know it's possible. You know, prime example, going through some family issues with the estate, and my sister finally cut down this dead tree because she's in charge.
Okay.
And I'm very happy about that. You don't know how happy when I came home that tree was down. I thought I was going to have to pay, and I've been working on that. But I know they're close because I can feel them, yes.
Well, you know what? Your grandparents are very, very close. The first thing I got was grandparents. There was someone that had breathing issues. They're stepping forward. Okay. I'm trying to think. It's someone that's, I think it may be one of your grandparents that had breathing issues that passed. Do you have knowledge of that?
I don't know about my grandmother, but I wasn't there when my grandmother passed, my father's mother, but I think it might have been her.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting a woman, okay? And they watch over you, hon. They're very, very proud of you. And they are going to help you. They're giving you help. They continue to help you. Okay? Okay, I'm trying to see. Okay, Eddie, do you take time to meditate? Because I feel like they're trying to connect with you, and, you know, that's the easiest way to connect with spirit is when we disconnect from all the noise around us. I mean, there's televisions, there's outside noise, there's computers, there's cell phones, like all the devices. You're asked to just disconnect from all of that. Do you ever have that opportunity?
Yes, I've been actually going back to it and doing it more. And
okay,
I'm not a TV watcher or anything
is,
like that,
yeah.
But just like what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I do feel like your grandparents are trying to give you some, you know, some messages, some encouragement. Okay, and like I said, they're saying that you are really, really important. Let's see. I'm also getting your grandfather saying, you know, he's has these beautiful abilities as well. Okay, so I do feel like you do have some wonderful psychic abilities, Eddie.
Mm.
Okay, and your grandmother's stepping forward, and what is it that, is there a relationship that you're concerned about?
No, there's nobody really current that I'm really interested in or basically from the past. I do have a past issue that's been kind of challenging me, but
okay.
I'm not really concerned about it.
Okay. Well, I am getting that there's going to be a beautiful relationship coming with a woman that's very intelligent and, you know, very, very confident, and it's going to be a very beautiful relationship.
Awesome.
And like I said, you are going to go forward and, you know, in the business too. And I'm getting that you're going to receive some kind of message. I don't know if it's going to be by telephone, if it's going to be electronic communication. And I feel, are you thinking about traveling at all?
Yeah, I've been thinking about going west. I'm actually in the Carolinas now, and I've been thinking about Colorado.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, traveling and business are connected, okay? That's what I have, hon. I feel like there's extra money coming. Okay. And I'm just getting, like, your grandfather is saying he's reassessing things, and, you know, they're very proud of you. You're doing a great job. So I'm going to turn you over to Mary, and I thank you for calling in, hon.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
Hi, Eddie. I pulled a message from Ask Your Guides, because I wanted to see what they had to say. And the Appreciation Divine Helpers came in, the card jumped out, actually. And it says, now is an important time to contemplate your place in the world. Pay attention to your influence on others and note that you're a part of a big community. Recognize your interactions with those around you and respect the fact that no matter how well you may succeed on your own, you must still depend on others in myriad ways for your comfort and security. You're aware of this every time you switch on a light and enjoy instant electricity or turn on a faucet and have clean drinking water at your disposal. Your divine helpers are present to remind you to appreciate your fellow human beings and take nothing for granted. Recognize your need for others and the unspoken gifts they share with you. Move beyond your self-interest right now and participate in a common effort. Ask yourself how you might contribute to the greater good. Your divine helper's message is be responsible for your part in the great scheme of things. And that's what I got. And then I know you mentioned love, so I wanted to pull from the romance angels back for you, and codependency came up for you. So, yeah. So I'm not sure if you had a relationship in the past and you're still thinking about the person and you're still either they're dependent on you or you're dependent on them. And, you know, so that's what's affecting your romantic life right now. Addictions are affecting your romantic life and that codependency. So does that resonate with you?
You said addiction or affection?
Addiction. You know, codependency is similar to an addiction, right? We need this person, or we need to talk to this person, or they need to be around, or we need to know from them, you know, things like that. And then the second card that came out for you is healing family issues. So your love life will benefit as you forgive people in your family that you need to forgive, basically. So codependency and healing family issues are the ones that I got for you. I'm going to see if the universe wants to give you a message.
Wow. Codependency.
Oh, what was this? Okay. So this one says that you have options is meaningful. Rock on. And it says, if I could make just two wishes, I'd wish I could somehow convey to you the profound depths of my gratitude for every moment of your life. I'd also wish that you could somehow know of your unimaginable importance just as you are, as you now are to the lives of so very many. And of course, I wish for even more wishes. Oh, shoot. You were such a good idea from the universe. So they're really grateful for you. So you're going to be very important. Like, I feel like your journey is going to be so beautiful and you're going to help so many people. Like, I see on this collection of the appreciation divine helpers, I see like the divine helping you and you helping others, you know, and handing, it's like a circle of like love and you helping so many others, and that's what they want you to do, like community, family, society. I'm not sure if that's the work that you're going to be doing, but that's what I see in the picture of the appreciation divine helpers.
Yeah, definitely. Just like what you're saying, anything in business, anything in life really is relationship. So if it's really your intent to really help others, because, you know, to be in business, you're basically in service, you know. Yeah, there's rewards for it, mm-hmm. but overall, if you're not serving people properly, you know, they might buy from you once, but they won't buy from you twice because there's no relationship there. This is what I need,
right.
So I'll buy it from you because you're in front of me. But, you know, if I ever need another one, no, I'm not going to call on you. Or if you call me thinking that the time is up on that one, you know, you get a new model. I definitely agree with that.
Right.
You know, it's always been my intent to serve and assist and help. Just like when I find out about information, you know, I always share. But I just want to say I've definitely been working on gratitude and forgiveness and appreciation. But I did date a girl, and she did have an alcohol habit, but, you know, and I was patient with her, but she didn't want to change. And, you know, when she got into that energy of drinking, you know, now she was a different person. But I send her good energy, but I don't think about her as far as any way, shape, or form, as far as, you know, rekindling, you know, that forest fire, no.
Right,
I'm sorry,
right.
I'm pondering
so,
that, but I'm definitely looking forward to the future. Go ahead, I yield.
Yeah, no, so that's what it was. Addictions were affecting that romantic life, your romantic life. So it might have been hers that came through that energy. So I'm being asked to give this to you. I'm not sure. It's from Louise Hay. It says, I balance my life between work, rest, and play. So, you know, as you're building your business, just remember to balance your life between work, rest, and play. Because, you know, sometimes we forget about the play and the rest. All we want to do is work, work, work in the beginning. So I was guided to give you that when I kept looking at it. I'm like, okay, I have to give it to him.
Awesome. Yeah,
so I hope this has helped you,
important.
Eddie.
Yeah, it definitely
does. Please give
does,
us a call and let us know, like, how everything goes with your business, with everything, with love, you know, and, you know, keep in contact.
Definitely. Every Wednesday, right?
Yes, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Exactly.
Awesome. I thank those higher beings, and I thank you, too, for all that you do. Definitely. I appreciate you.
You're so welcome. Have a blessed evening. Thank you for calling.
And thank you for being there. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, that was beautiful.
Yes.
So we have 7 minutes, Cece, and we have one more caller. Well, there's a few.
You know, we can take the caller. We won't lose the caller, but we may lose the rest of the audience.
Yes. Okay. All right. So this one has been on hold for a while.
Yeah.
Area code 202. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
They may
area
have walked away on us.
Okay. All right. So I guess it's the next one.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 250. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Jason.
Hi, Jason. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. It's more so relating to my life, if I may touch on that a little bit.
Okay,
sure.
We have 6 minutes left on the show, but yes, please.
So I'm an empath, and I had a spiritual experience from a young age, which has made me a very different person from most. And I've also had an exceptionally difficult life, and it seems like I'm heading somewhere, but it's taken a very long time, and I'm not sure where I'm going, and I hope to find a way into the light somehow.
Okay.
Eddie, this is DC. I do feel like you've been working hard for a long time, and I would say to you, stay positive, and I see a beautiful light around you. And I see, you know, a beautiful team of angels with you as well. So I, you know, don't give up is what I'm getting. And just allow the light to help you, you know, because I feel like there is a beautiful divine team with you, hon. Okay, and just don't,
I think
you know,
that light has been the only thing guiding me so far.
Yeah, there's beautiful angels around you.
a lot of angels, and they're asking you to just, you know, to stay positive and choose to be happy, okay? And, you know, they're saying you have worked hard, and you're going to see, you know, because of how hard you've worked, there's going to be a lot of good coming your way. And you do have an amazing, you know, you have amazing energy, hon. Beautiful, beautiful energy. You've overcome so much. Okay, and don't give up. Keep going is what I'm getting. Keep going forward. Are you familiar with Archangel Michael?
Not overly.
Okay, well, he's like a big protective angel, and I'm getting that he's walking with you, okay? He's with you, so you can call upon him to help you, okay? Because at times I feel like you feel like you need somebody there, and I do see Archangel Michael with you, hon, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, I'm with you, I'm watching over you. Do not fear, beloved, okay? He's very, very powerful, and he's saying that he is here to help you, and he's helping you to really to find the security and the safety that you are seeking, you know, amidst all that is going on presently, okay?
Okay.
So just call upon him, and he'll be there, okay? He's with you. He's saying, do not fear, beloved. That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Mary, and I thank you for calling in. Take care, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Since you mentioned the light, and BC also mentioned the light, I pulled from the Keepers of the Light Oracle deck for you, and the two cards that fell out, jumped out for you was Diana, the focused intention. Think about what you desire and set your sights high. Expect the best possible outcome. So Diana is a Roman moon goddess of the hunt. She is also known as Artemis in Greek mythology, where she has similar attributes. She is often depicted with wild animals around her, and she is associated with the moon. She connects deeply with the wild beasts that come out at night. She is often seen holding a bow and a quiver of arrows, which signifies her ability to help us focus on a vision. She also helps us tune into our intuitive side so that we can listen to the wisdom that will guide us towards our goal. In particular, she encourages women to move into their true power and promotes equality for all souls. And the extended message is move forward with unwavering faith, knowing that the universe is supporting you. Diana is helping you awaken your divine ability to manifest what you deserve. Any fear is only a reminder that whatever you are working on or through is an important issue for your growth. Your focus is strong now and will be particularly powerful at the full moon, which we just passed one. You may be aware of night owl tendencies. This is because your angels and guides are sending you important messages that you may be missing during the day due to a busy schedule. Set some time aside to do a deep meditation and receive the guidance. So definitely meditate. Like DC mentioned, I think that's really going to help. And in the card for Diana, I see, like, you know, the moon, and it's illuminating, like, her crown chakra. And so I feel like, you know, connecting with the moon and meditating is going to help you connect with the divine and get your intention, you know, and focus in what it is that you want to create. And the next card that fell out was the Mariam, Sacred Vision. And they also want me to read from the book. Choose to forgive in order to heal. See the light in all and remember that love has no boundaries. The Mariam, which means the beloved, are twin flame angels who come as one. They are mirror images of each other. They are the angels who appeared to Mary Magdalene in the tomb of Jesus after his passing. These angels spoke directly to Mary and helped her move beyond her grief so that she was able to commune with Jesus once more. They can help us move beyond the cloud of grief, too. They heal grievances of all kinds, including ones that have been created by religion or the idea that God does not love or accept us because of a mistake we once made. The Miriam helps us to remember that we don't need to ask God for forgiveness because he never condemned us in the first place. There is a real opportunity for you to move beyond grief or grievance at this time. The Miriam are here swirling their holy light all around you so that you can regain a sense of union with the Spirit. You are loved beyond words. Choose to see the light of God in everyone and everything and to love without boundaries. Honor others and honor yourself with sacred vision. You are in a space of deep healing and forgiveness. Choosing to see the light of the world will help you grow even more. So, Jason, what I'm getting with that is that I know there's a lot of fear in this world right now, the universe, and, you know, try to focus your attention, being an empath that you are, try to focus your attention away from it, like, try not to listen or, like, watch the news, you know, just bring peace within. And also one, meditate, go out and ground if you can. And I mean, if you can't do that, just envision yourself planting roots on the ground and ground that way, or, you know, Epsom salt baths are also great for grounding as well. And I'm so happy that you're like opening up to all these gifts and the sacred vision came in for you and Diana. So look them up. I mean, it's really great. I have an affirmation for you. And this one says, the more peaceful I am inside, the more peace I have to share with others. And share your light, because you have a divine light. I keep hearing that. So I hope that helps, Jason.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. Have a blessed evening, Jason, and give us a call anytime you have a question or concern or need guidance. We're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. Have a blessed evening.
Good night.
Good night, Jason. Oh, that was beautiful.
Wow, that was great. Oh, my gosh.
And Ginger's very proud of you as well. Ginger's saying, Miriam, I'm so proud that you took my advice. And she's saying, don't forget, listen to the dog, because dog spelled backwards is God. Need I say more?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, what a beautiful show. I want
to
thank you.
Yes, it was excellent.
Yes, and thank all our listeners. And next week we'll have Liz back with us, so that'll be awesome as well.
Yes, and I picked down that 202 number that we did pick up, but they weren't there. So we'll pick them up next week if they'd like to call back.
Yeah, definitely, yep. All right, well.
And thank you, Ginger. Thank you, DC.
Mary.
It was a great show.
Beautiful. Good night, everyone.
Have a
Take
blessed
care now.
Evening. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.